Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast sponsored by Quantum Hypno, link below. And we're going to talk about, well, a silly story at one level, but at another level, it does have some impact, a cultural impact. And that is, it's concerning the New England football team kit. And apparently I read that Nike has no plans to change the new St. George's Cross design. And as you know, what they've done is they've taken St. George's Cross and they've stuck it on the back of the shirt at the top on the collar. And they've got red and purples and blues in there and dark blues. Basically, they're saying it's a playful update on the cross to unite and inspire who? Well, to unite and inspire. Okay, unite and inspire who exactly? Who are they uniting and inspiring with this much more rainbow-friendly logo of St. George's Cross? And their excuse is, oh, no, but you don't understand. You've all got the wrong. You think we're being woke. No, we're not, because this links to inspired by the training kit worn by England's 1966 World Cup winners. Well, I'm looking at that training kit, and it's red, white and blue. Red, white and blue. So I'm sorry. This is, I'll tell you how bad this one is. This is so bad that Keir Starmer has actually weighed in. Yeah, Keir Starmer has weighed in. He knows an opportunity. And he says the St. George's Cross is used by everyone. It is a unifier. It doesn't need to be changed. We just need to be proud of it. So I think they should reconsider and change it back. I'm not even sure they properly can explain why they thought they needed to change it in the first place. The Labour leader also called on Nike to reduce the price of their shirt. So that's a separate matter. But you can see, I mean, again, this is all part of Keir Starmer being put forward as our next prime minister. He's dealing with these issues. Where's Rishi Sunak in this? Nothing to say, Rishi. Has no one in your rotten government anything to say about the bastardization of the St. George's Cross on the England kit? Now, you know, you could say, oh, look, it's only a football shirt. Yeah, it's only a football shirt, but it's a representation of England. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with St. George's Cross. Absolutely not. And Sir Keir Starmer is right on this one. Now, I know he's playing opportunistic games. I get that. We've other people like football pundit Chris Sutton, who does some stuff for the Daily Mail, saying, this isn't the cross of St. George, is it? I do understand there will be people out there who will say it's not representative when it's on an England jersey and shouldn't represent an English jersey. I understand that. I'm not going to get angry about that, but for heaven's sake, could the FA have not just, you know, explained? That's pretty weak, Chris Sutton, actually, come to think of it. Look, here's the thing. Nike are a very woke company. They're very woke. You don't have to just stick to England football kit to understand how woke they are. So what they have, I think, tried to do is wing in a woke version of St. George's Cross, which looks very LGBTQ plus to me. Definitely got overtones of that, rainbow overtones. And of course, don't forget, I mean, it's not as if it's just the shirt that we should be concerned about, because these guys wear rainbow armbands and stuff or rainbow laces. I mean, the amount of virtue signaling that goes on in professional football these days, political virtue signaling, is sort of surreal. And to me, it completely spoils the game. If I watch sport, I'm sure you're the same. I watch it to enjoy the sport. I don't want to know about politics, right wing, left wing, in between, nothing. I want to keep politics out of it. I don't want the gender war stuff to come into it. So I totally disapprove of the rainbow laces. I totally disapprove of taking the knee for BLM. Absolutely obscene. And I totally oppose this new St. George Cross. I'm not even English. But I don't think the people of England and England fans should support the bastardization of their flag on the England shirt. So, you know, obviously the FA is not going to do anything about it if they can get away with it. But I hope there's, you know, sufficient criticism. The best thing of all that could happen would be just don't go to the, I think they've got a friendly game at the weekend. Don't go to it. Don't support those who humiliate you. This is a general theme I would advise people of. You know, when you know that they hate you and they mock you and they think nothing of you, they hate your patriotism, they hate your love of your flag, say, in this case, St. George's, then for God's sake, don't give them your money, because all you're doing is you're fueling them to hate you even more, to mock you even more. And it's across the spectrum. I mean, it's not just England football kit that we should be concerned about when it comes to this matter. But it seems that professional football itself is particularly woke, and all they're interested in, I think, is money. And to get the money, they'll grovel and they'll do whatever they have to do. They have no respect for their country, when in this case, England. We'll have to see how this one, plays out, if you'll pardon the pun. But I think in this case, it's Nike needs to be shown the red card. Thanks for listening.